Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my dear brother and sister in Islam. I will share with you some thought. You're lucky. You're super lucky. If you heard it with open hearted and you reflect on it and do something about it. We are now coming closer to the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. I was talking to one sister, she's going to Hajj. And she told me after Arafat, we're going to Muzdalifah and Mina. What do you want me to do? What kind of worship? What kind of dua? A lot of people do not know. And you will be shocked when you be patient and listen to my thought. Imagine you're going for Hajj. And you're going for Hajj for Allah forgive you. You did all the ritual. Once you're standing in Arafat, Allah will forgive you. Correct? Everybody know that. Okay, if you finish Hajj, you finish all the ritual, you leave in Arafat. Why, ya Allah, I do not go home? I'm clean. You forgive all my sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he promised, whoever is standing in Arafat, even in a blink of an eye, even if he reach just before the sun go down, okay, already and leave, just meaning for 1 minute, 2 minutes, if you reach any amount of moment in Yawm al-Arafat and standing in Arafat and you leave like the day your mother give you birth without no sins at all. This hadith. The scholar debate is a small sin, is a bigger sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, he leave clean the way the mother, the day the mother give him birth. There's a word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You can check it out. Now, you will said, brother, what this has to do with what you're talking about? I will tell you. I will tell you, be patient with me. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells the Hajj to go to Hajj. After Hajj finish, go to Muzdalifah, stay for one night. After that, go to Mina for 2 days. Do you know why? Because now the Muslim is already forgiven. His book is deleted, the bad book. Meaning now, when he call Allah, when he do dhikr, when he make dua, he's making dua to Allah with a pure book. Meaning, if you listen to my session about Hajj, it's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, Hajji, come. Before you go home, you clean. Now develop some credit. Get a credit before you go. Get closer to me. Make dua, your dua is accepted. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah forgives the Hajj, and for whom the Hajj ask Allah to forgive them. Imagine. Subhanallah, Allah is so rahim. And for you and me, if we make dua for the Hajji, the angel said, وَلَكَ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ, and you will get the same like what you're asking for. Meaning, if Allah accepts, Allah can give me Hajj. Just like that. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kareem. By this way, why are we leaving Arafat and not going home? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us extra credit, extra reward, extra good deed, and most of all, accepted dua, and we go back making tawaf around the Kaaba with a pure heart, pure book. Again, somebody might say, okay, brother, go ahead, tell me what's going on. When you study this dunya, dunya has a season. You have the season of summer, winter, the season of crops, the season for fruit. And listen to me now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dunya, he has a different season for the mu'min. And you're lucky if you are a mu'min and Allah allow you to really reach the season and you benefit from it. Now listen to me carefully now. I know when some people, you tell them spend, they tell you spend again. We just finished Ramadan. Spending, 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 spending. Enough is enough. Eid, enough is enough. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you study Ramadan and the season of Ramadan, to gain rahmah, to gain forgiveness, huh? To gain atq min al-nar, to Allah give you purification from hellfire. Are you with me? Listen to this now. You finish Ramadan. Now you indulge in dunya. Allah tell you, come. Stop it. Break. Stop it. Now is the season of Hajj. Oh Allah, this for Hajj. No. Allah is so kareem. Hajj get reward and I'm not Hajj. But Allah give me the 9 day of Dhul Hijjah. What is the 9 day of Dhul Hijjah? The most beloved good deed to Allah in a year. I want you to hear this carefully. Those who know me, they will understand. Look at the terminology Allah used. Read the hadith about this 9 days. Rasulullah said, "Ma أَحَبَّ الْأَعْمَالَ إِلَى اللَّهِ." The most beloved good deed to Allah in the 9 day of Dhul Hijjah. Excuse me? Ramadan is forgiveness and barakah and erasing of the bad deed. Now we have a new season. What is a new season? Allah tell me, okay, if you are want to come closer to me, generate love story with me, Allah Jalla Jalalu, what happened? Now Allah checking our love. Not chicken, the one you eat, no. He check our love. Do you see what I know or no? He said the most beloved good deed to Allah, the one in the 9 day of Dhul Hijjah. Again, the people who stingy, they go to the cave. They go to the hole and like they not hearing this hadith. Oh, let's do fasting. Let's do reading Quran. Let's do zikr. But spending, enough is enough. Ramadan is gone. It's spending after 1 month and a half. What are you doing now? If I keep spending, my money is finished. It's up to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He trialing us. Is a trial an elevation? I call it a big elevation. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the most beloved good deed, the most beloved action in the one in the 9 days. What it mean now? You want purpose to love a story to Allah Jalla Jalalu? Okay, go. Show Allah what you're planning to do. What are you going to gain now? Again, Ramadan, forgiveness, af, erase from hellfire. Now you are going higher. Now you are going one step higher. Imagine if somebody so good, so status in dunya and tell you, open love story with me. But imagine now, Allah Jalla Jalalu, He introduced you to love story with Allah. The love story, if it generated, you gain the love of Allah. And if you gain the love of Allah, you gain the pleasure of Allah. If you gain the pleasure of Allah, Allah will never put you in Jahannam. And He give you the happiness of this life and hereafter. He bless you. He bless your family. He bless your progeny. And most of all, He can put you so close to Him. يوم القيامة. And you are in Jannah, inshallah, among the Prophet and Messenger. Imagine. What do you think? Huh? What do you think? By this way, this call now, a call to a love story with Allah. The love story will never end. All the love story between us and a human being, it will finish by death, or sickness, or the heart change. But the love story with Allah is started after death. Because after death, immediately, if you're beloved to Allah, Allah will be for you, with you. And He sent the angel of rahmah to you, to be with you, to be with you in the grave, to tell the angel of this, take it easy. And the angel of questioning, no torture in the grave. And He sent another group of angels to take care about your family and your progeny. Tell me, what else you want? What else you want? But oh, Allah proposing. He didn't tell me what to do. is no obligation in 9 days of the Hajjah. Is no curriculum. Is only proposal from Allah. Now what I'm going to do? If I'm a mu'min and I care about the love story between me and Allah, what I will do? I will show Allah the most of me. I will do the utmost. I will sacrifice anything in my life to gain this love story. I give you bad news. Very bad news. If the dunya have attachment in your heart, this message doesn't mean anything to you. It will not move you an inch. It will not move your heart, even with dua. I swear by Allah, I see people. They can hear it, forget it. Why? Because they cannot take it. Their heart is so occupied with dunya. So you can do whatever you want from yourself. But when Allah calls, they cannot gain it. And this is a trial and elevation. A trial for some, elevation for some. This is why the early scholar said, you want to know who you are? See how much... Do you hear this? The mu'min is snatch. The mu'min is smelling the good deed. You do not have somebody to call you and push you. No. You smell the season of good deed, you run. You hear about good deed, you run. You try to do the utmost. Why? Because now you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you want this love story. Do you understand or no? Now, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we have all these cases, we have all this project, we have now the Eid campaign, and we have very minus budget. Now you hear this message, what are you going to do? Do whatever you can. Because now, if you ask me, if we do not do it quick, the campaign of Eid al-Adha, this Eid, it will not be done. Because we are underfunded big time. By the way, you have dollar, do. Two, do. Whatever, do. You cannot spend money and time, spread the message, go house to house. Do what it takes to do. Let me give you bad news now. Do you think you are generous? Study generosity. Study what the early scholar said about generosity. They said if you keep spending until you finish your money completely, you have a portion of generosity. Once you start spending of what you don't have, this is generous. Once you give the most important part of your hand, now you have ithar. Who talk about this? Quran. Go study. Study the level of generosity. And now it's up to you. Which level you want to meet Allah with? My dear brother and sister in Islam, go quick. You remember the story I tell you about Hatim al-Ta'i? Hatim al-Ta'i is a legend of generosity. When he meet this young man in a desert and he was hungry in an area not belong to him. And he said to the young boy, do you have something for me to eat? I'm a guest. I'm hungry. He said, sit down. What you like? He said, why you ask me? He said, you are my guest. I have to treat you of what you like. He said, I like the head of a sheep. He slaughter one sheep, he give him the head. He eat it. The boy, he find out, he really love it. One after another, he slaughter 10 sheep and he give it to him. He said, what you did? He said, I only have 10 sheep. He said, you slaughter all your sheep for me? He said, what do you want me to do? You are my guest. I have to show generosity and be kind to you. Hatim al-Ta'i express who he is. And he reward him. He reward him by, if my memory is correct, wallahi my body is shivering. He reward him by 1,000 sheep and 500 red camel. Red camel to like today Lamborghini and Maserati. And the boy asked him, why you give me this too much? You're so generous. Look at Hatim al-Ta'i, the man. The man with really integrity. He said, boy, I give you part of my wealth and you give me all your wealth. You teach me the real generosity. Did you hear this? He said to the boy, you are the owner of generosity because you give me everything. I'm giving you only a portion of my wealth. You are more generous than me. And what I did is nothing compared to what you did. My dear brother and sister in Islam, is up to you. Allah calling. Calling for what? To open a file of love between you and him. This is now the 7 or 9 days of love. To gain the love of Allah. To gain a real open story, love story with Allah. Now it's up to you. Do your utmost. Do your best. Don't wait. Who knows the depth of your heart and your bank account and what's going on and what you love? You remember verse 92, Ala Imran, Lan tanalu al-birr. You will never reach the door of goodness unless you spend of what you love. Who knows the ultimate depth of your heart? Allah Jalla Jalalu. Allah Jalla Jalalu. I bear witness to Allah. I want that. I want that, and I bear witness to Allah in my past life is done. Finished. Finished. I done what I have to do. And I keep going, trying to reach this level. To knock the door of Allah, I said, Allah, please, open the door of love to me, Ya Allah. Can you find somebody better than Allah to love him? Can you find a better love story? A successful love story for infinity? Do you know what happened if you reach this level? You can be the companion of Messenger and Prophet in Jannah when you can see Allah Jalla Jalaluh day and night. And the ceiling of your throne in Jannah, the ceiling of your own palace in Jannah, the throne of Allah, and Allah allow you to see Him day and night, and this is the ultimate bounty and pleasure any human being can ever have. May Allah make us among those. Please, nothing for me, nothing for the poor people. It is to open a new chapter of love between you and Allah. We are minus 52 lakh and we need them in 48 hours. Let's see. Because if we do not do that, we cannot order the grocery, we cannot order the meat, we cannot order anything. Please, my brother and sister Islam, do your best. Show Allah the best of you. May Allah open for all of us and make us among those who love Allah and Allah love them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.